Praise God forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. As usual, Patty preached my sermon, so thanks, Patty. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, one thing, Father, please don't let me duck or squeal when that lightning or thunder comes. I'm sorry. But anyways, I'm serious about that. Father, please help me say what you want me to say and leave off what you want me to leave off, Father God. I'm just the messenger, Father God, and I pray that your children drink in from the Holy Spirit, Father, the real teacher, God. Give them listen hearts and minds, Father God, to listen what the Spirit is saying. And Father, I thank you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to start off with, Jesus spoke this through Kenneth Copeland. I don't know, many of you may know her and everything, but he spoke this through Kenneth Copeland. Here's what Jesus said. 2021, the year of the local church, a most powerful move of God will take place in the local church. He said again, 2021 will be a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, divine recovery. Now that's from Jesus Christ, the head of the church. That excited me. And you know, Pastor just recently got done preaching on Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. I've always loved that scripture. God is faithful and he will do it. Hallelujah. Okay. I want you to remember that. Okay, why do we go to church? Okay, one big reason I thought is it is ordained by God. It's just ordained by God. Okay, listen. Communion was ordained. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So we could say, do church in remembrance of Jesus. Hallelujah, I agree. I mean, he did everything for us, everything. Gave everything to us and took all our bad. Okay. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. He died for the church. I used to try to get my sister to go to church. She lives in Michigan. And I would say that to her. I says, Dorothy, Jesus died for the church. I says, it's very important. Anyways, let's go into that. Okay. Now listen, the word translated church means literally assembly of the called. It implies that members have said yes to God's call in their life. I like that. Okay. We go to our local church to worship God corporately, to celebrate him and all the things he has done for us through Jesus Christ. And I want to do a sermon on and through the Bible. That's exciting. And for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:12. Now, when we come together corporately, we are being equipped for the work of the ministry. Okay, what is this ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. I found that. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, in the Passion, and God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. Very important. That's God's heart. Okay. Okay. It is just God's plan to build strong local churches where his word, his presence, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are in full manifestation. Okay, Paul, everywhere Paul went, and he went a lot of places, everywhere Paul went, he started a church, started a church, started a church, started a church. Praise God. Okay, You know, but the church is a localized family of believers. I'm going to hear that word family a lot. You know, I've been meditating on this. You know, God just loves families. I mean, some of them are just, you know, just pitiful, you know. But, I mean, he loves families, a family of here and a family there and a family there. And that's why Satan wants to rip them apart. God loves families, even though they don't do everything right. He loves families. Okay. This is just God's plan to have strong local churches. We need to be part of what God is doing on the earth in and through his local church. Now, I heard a preacher say when God taps you to pray, he really just wants you to get in on what he has already been working on. Now, I like that. Okay. Okay, and then I found 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, we are fellow workers with Christ. Okay. So Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth to the body. Okay, now I love it in the Passion Translation. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. We need each other, we need each other, we need each other. We do. We rally around each other. We need to rally around each other. Just like Patty was saying, let her preach it, you know. I'm kind of tired, no. and then she said again, we need to rally around each other, and it's true, you know. And she was sitting there kind of feeling kind of yucky over in there. And I got mad, you know, but that's okay. I got mad. I bound that foul spirit of oppression. Man, I've been binding and loosing a lot lately. I heard a sermon the other day. I don't even know who it was. I was binding and loosing everything. It's one of the house was still there. Okay. Acts 4:23 says, okay, no, Okay. Now, first I want to say this. When Peter and John were released from being interrogated in this, Acts 4:23 says they went to their own company. Their own companions, the spiritual family they belonged to. They knew they were loved and accepted and welcome in that spiritual family to heal them or whatever they needed to do at that moment in time. God needs our faithfulness, our commitment, our loyalty to our church. I looked up loyalty, and it said trustworthy, supportive, unwavering, devoted, reliable, unswerving allegiance. God needs people to work with him. He teamed up with a man named Moses to free his people from bondage in Egypt. Y'all know that. So listen, when you study his word, it is not just for your knowledge. The Holy Spirit can bring it up from your spirit when it's needed to coincide with his plan. I like that. Okay, thank you, Lord. The world has questions and we need answers. That's true. Okay, I was in my little Methodist church, and I'm just going to guess, 1978, 1979. And we went door to door, and I was with a partner, okay. And we went to this one home, I believe it had 5 people there. And she asked a question. I could not answer it, but thank God my partner did. From that day on, I started studying the word. They have questions and we need answers. Okay. Okay, and now I was always honest. I says I didn't know, and I do till this day. I just don't know, because we don't know everything, but just be honest. And I love Ephesians 4:15 that says, speaking the truth in love. I love scripture. What is this? I have no, okay. Okay. Thank you, Father. Okay, also we went to another door, and the lady invited us in. She had I think he was a three-year-old kid, and we started chatting and everything, and I knew it was getting serious, and so my partner talked to her while I entertained this little snot. No, I mean this little kid. Okay. I like kids. I really do. Okay. dogs like me better, but anyways. Okay. But listen to this. Okay. She came to church next Sunday and testified she was thinking of committing suicide. But these two ladies showed up. She got born again. I'm telling you, the world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. Okay, now listen. In your church services, your local church services, God is going to speak to you and give you your next step in His plan for your life. That's important. Also, God wants us to intermingle with each other. You can't really intermingle with TV or a CD. You can't hug or talk to a CD or TV. That TV or CD can't pray for you. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Okay. CDs and TV are good, but it is not the assembling of ourselves together like God said in Hebrews 10:25. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. That's His word. Okay. Okay. You know, we need the corporate anointing, and I love it. I love it. You know what? When we had that old stupid COVID was going on, I says, yeah, Ish, I got, and you know, they're only allowed so many people. I says, Ish, I got to get to church. I says, I got to be under that corporate anointing. I says, I got to be under it, you know. I'm telling you, there's a difference. Okay. Come and just sit in the burden-removing, yoke-destroying anointing. Listen, you may say, I didn't really get anything from going that day to church. Just keep sitting under the anointing. Okay, we got a testimony right here. Okay, I was at my other church in Ozark, and I was going to intercession, and I was with these godly dudes. Oh, they were mature ladies. That's all I can say. They were mature ladies, okay? And we'd be in intercession, and they'd get something from God, and we'd pray about it. They'd get something from God. They'd get something from God, and I'm sitting there. I felt like a piece of chopped liver. Hello. I'm just getting nothing, you know. I'm just praying, you know. And I go, and I says, I come out in the parking lot, and I says, God, I said, I don't want to go back there. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I'm just a turkey leg sitting there or something, you know. And I heard from Him immediately. He says, who can know my infinite wisdom? I knew right in here what He was saying. Just keep going. Just keep going. Uh-huh. Just keep going. Uh-huh. Oh, God is good. God is good. God is good. Yeah. Now, in our spiritual family, we have a few members here that keep us joyful. Okay. Like Deborah, who likes to combine scriptures, a cheerful giver does good like a medicine. I love her combinations. Okay. And then we have Jody, who really stirs us up. You know, she works at St. Francis. They don't let her down in the morgue. She's afraid it'll stir them up, bring them back to life again or something. And Jeff, we have a stand-up comedian, hallelujah. And then we have all the rest of the nuts. Okay. But we are family. We are family. I love that song, whatever it is. Okay. Now listen, stay hooked up. Facebook or internet. Are coming here, stay hooked up to your spiritual family, your church. We are all in the army of God. I mean, I'm telling you, we are in the army of God, and you don't hear this too often. Soldiers of the cross. I used to hear it in the Baptist church. Soldiers of the cross. With a little, you know, attitude. A little attitude. My legs are shaking so bad it ain't funny. Okay. We are a family of believers. We don't always see eye to eye in our natural family. So it is with our spiritual family at church. So I found this note in my Voice Translation Bible. Just as we do not get to choose our biological brothers and sisters, we do not get to choose our spiritual brothers and sisters either. But what comes along with loving the Father is loving all His children, even the really annoying ones. I even annoy myself, y'all. I'm at home and I rebuke myself. You know, it is the combined differences that make us strong. Hallelujah. There is power in unity. Y'all know that. And harmony. I always say me and Ish are in harmony. I say that all the harmony. I don't know if you agree with that, but no. Walk in love with one another. Philippians 2:2 says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. The Passion Translation, Philippians 2:4 says, 2 through 4. So I'm asking you, my friends, that you be joined together in perfect unity with one heart, one passion, and united in one love. Walk together with harmonious purpose, and you will fill my heart with unbounded joy. Hallelujah. Now, God flows through His ordained authority, and that's the pastors. Pastors are His shepherds. God calls us sheep. Sheep need a shepherd. If sheep go off alone, they will perish for lack of food. You know what I mean. Okay. We get fed here. Okay. Okay. I heard about a pastor who went to visit a man in his congregation who hadn't been in church for some months. The pastor knocks on his door, the man lets him in, and they sat by the fireplace, not speaking one word. The pastor stirred up the coals and took one out and put it alone on the side of the fireplace. A little while later, he took the cold piece of coal and put it back into the fire, and it caught fire again. Then the pastor got up to leave. The man said, thank you for your fiery sermon. I'll be in church on Sunday. Y'all get it, I hope, right? You get it? Okay. Believers need each other. It is not good to be unto yourself. You can get cold just like that piece of coal. Pastors feed the sheep, and that's us-ins, okay? Pastors pray for all of us. I don't know how they do it. I know some of them are saying, oh, God, not her. We have to, not, I mean, okay. They seek God about the sermon that He wants preached. It would be a shame to miss that word from God because you decided to sleep in or go someplace else. Okay. The church is a safe place. We are all going through something. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, and if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. 12:15 Romans, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Now, when one of our family members here get a great bargain, we rejoice with them. I mean, really, we just rejoice. A little bit jealous, but I mean, we do rejoice with them. Jim isn't here, but I'm Jim. She got a blouse for $1.98. $1.98. Beautiful, beautiful blouse. Anyways, I rejoice with her. Okay. And when one of our family gives a tearjerker testimony, we start grabbing our Kleenex. We do. The church is a safe place. There is stability here. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, I'm going to my next little phase here. I want to tell you about Matthias. He's in the Bible, Acts 1, 21 and 22. So now we must choose someone else to take Judas Iscariot's place and to join us as witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. Let us select someone who has been with us constantly from our first association with Jesus. He had been with them constantly from the very beginning. Okay. Okay. I read a note in one of my Bibles, and it said, the apostles wrote Matthias on one stone and Justus on another stone. He had been with them. Then they put the stones in a small mouth jar and then prayed, acknowledge God in all your ways and he'll direct your paths. Okay. Lord, you know every heart. Show us which one you have chosen. The stone that came out first was the one God chose. It was Matthias. All he ever did, y'all, he was just there. He was just faithful. And he became one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Okay. An angel showed Apostle John the great city, the New Jerusalem. In Revelations 21:14, it says, now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. All he did was be faithful. His name was on there. Praise God forever. Okay. God may test you in a small area because he needs to see if you will be faithful in the small thing so he can do bigger things for you and through you. Start at home. Be faithful to complete a small project you started. If you said you would help a friend with something, be faithful to do it. And I love this. God never overlooks your faithfulness. He never overlooks your faithfulness. He sees you're coming into church and you're going out. You're coming in and you're going out. He's seen my coming in and going out in Ozark. He's seen Isha's coming in and going out here. And God rewarded me with Ish. Okay. Now, I don't know about the other part. Okay. You'll have to get one of his sermons. Okay. Even if you think you didn't get anything out of the service, just keep coming. God seen that you were there and that you were faithful to come. Remember, he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. 11:6 Hebrews. 11:6 Hebrews. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary while doing good. Now, I inserted this. Let us not grow weary while being faithful.
That's good.
Okay, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So, listen to this. Joyce Meyer said she kept hearing that scripture over and over and over. She was tired of hearing it. She said, Lord, what does that mean? He said, just keep on keeping on. Right out of the mouth of Jesus, just keep on keeping on. If you haven't been faithful to your church, make a quality decision. That's what Kenneth Copeland in my daily devotional says. Everything starts in this world with a quality decision. Okay, you could say, Lord, give me the grace to be faithful. There's that grace again. Oh, God is so good. I'm telling you, he just bowls over me. I'm telling you. Okay. stay consistently hooked up. Committed, whether you feel like it or not,
right,
or whether it's convenient or not.
That's right.
Stay
That's
committed. Right. Online, make comments. Facebook, make comments. Let pastors know you are still hooked up. And your comments encourage him. They encourage him. Okay. I didn't know this scripture was in here, but I found it. Romans 12, 11. Do not slack in your faithfulness. Okay, here's a dilly here for you. A study. You know everybody's doing studies. People do studies all the time. Animals, scientific, and everything like that. A study was done, and they said, people who attend church regularly live 7 years longer than those who don't. It's a study. Praise God forever. And God said in 28:20 Proverbs, you all know this, unless Deborah has a different one. Okay. A faithful man will abound in blessings. You see, it's really only for you because I try to twist it around to something else, it wouldn't work. A faithful man will abound in blessings. God desires immensely to bless you. He is a blesser. I mean, he's just a blesser.
Yeah.
God wants to use all of us to make a difference in this world. So, I'm closing. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to his word. Be faithful to prayer. Be faithful to his kingdom. Be faithful to your pastors. Be faithful to the church services. Faithful in giving, and just keep on keeping on. One more thing. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So. Praise God forevermore. Praise God. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.